Hello everyone. Welcome to this session. My topic name is how to provide a reliable data sharing service. Before the session, I would like to make a brief introduction of the speakers. I am one of the two speakers. My name is Ming Hua, the senior engineer of DD Chuxing SRE. Before I joined DD, I have more than 7 years experience in Baidu SRE. My focus areas are service reliability and operation automation. The other speaker is my partner, Lin Tang. And his areas of focus are service reliability and cloud computing platform. If you are interested in these fields, welcome to communicate with us. This is the agenda. At first, I will make an introduction of our company business and show the challenges of service reliability in a rapidly growing service. The following are solutions in technical works and organization mechanism. In the end, a summary of our works on service reliability will be given. And I hope this topic can give useful reference to your service reliability construction, especially for a rapidly growing service. The name of our company is DD Chuxing. DD Chuxing's service is just like Uber. I believe everyone has a better experience in taking a taxi or other vehicles. Usually, we find it hard to take a taxi, especially during rush hours and when you go out for your data in the weekend. DD's mission is just making trip better. DD Chuxing was founded in 2012 in China and has experienced about 5 years rapid growth, which is one of the most fastest growing companies in the world. Now, the company has become the world's leading mobile transportation platform. We have more than 400 million users and more than 17 million drivers. The user of DD Chuxing covers more than 400 cities in China. In China, DD Chuxing is a well-known brand. DD Chuxing covers about 10 weeks of travel, just like taxi, premium car, express, hitch, and so on. Because of the rapid growth, we faced many challenges in service reliability construction. The critical problem were system overload, release risk, vulnerable infrastructure, and the lack of stability improvement. The first, more than 500 new requests growth brings great pressure to the system capacity. We should solve the critical problem of capacity measurement. The second, we have more than 400 releases per day. It brings greater stability risk into the online system. The third challenge was how to build a multi-cluster system over ride-sharing service, so that we can switch traffic from an abnormal cluster or IDC to a safe one. Finally, one of our challenges was how to put as much effort we could into the system stability along with rapidly business iteration. Our solutions focus on following aspects. To guarantee the capacity, we made a full link stress test online from time to time. To get rid of the release risk, we implemented standardization and automation. To build a high available ride sharing service, we built a multi-cluster system for server. To improve the efficiency of reliability work, we created a competition mechanism. So, The following content will show our special works on the light sharing service reliability. The first part is four link stress test. The purpose of four link stress tests are evaluating the service capacity and locating the system bottleneck. The challenges of stress test for light sharing service are data simulation and data occurrence. The key actions of our strategy are simulation and online test. The first strategy is simulation. We created a simulated country, the same shape as China. We made a certain strategy so that the virtual country located in the Pacific Ocean and doesn't overlap with any real country in the world. Many virtual passengers and drivers were created also. When stress tests begin, they will send and answer virtual orders in the virtual country. We achieve this by making a certain offset over real data. The virtual country equals real Chinese coordinator plus a certain offset and plus the original map information. The virtual passengers and drivers equals original ID plus a certain offset and plus passengers, drivers, original information. But some attributions of passengers and drivers were also made offset. This is the detail. We simulated all the key factors for ride-sharing service, not only virtual country, passengers, and drivers, but also the virtual phone number and the virtual order ID and so on. The most important thing was selecting the reasonable offset and range. We should make sure that the key data of virtual ecosystem doesn't overlap with any real data, such as the virtual phone number. We selected a range that the number in this range would certainly not appear in reality. Another problem we should solve was that the online system, how to deal with the virtual requests. We added certain keywords to the communications, such as head code. Part of our online program was upgraded to recognize the keywords and would make a special process. More detail will be described later. Just as introduced before, the business traffic was distinguished by specific range so that it would not pollute online data. And how did the online system process the data and logs generated by stress test? We divided the data into four categories. The percentage storage, just as MySQL and other distribution storage. We used a shadow table to access the stress data. The request would be dispatched to the shadow table in the DB proxy layer. By the certain and will be recognized by the certain keywords. As to cache storage, it would be mixed with online data, but the stress test data would be set to a shorter value for TTL, so it would be cleaned up automatically in a short time. The value often set to less than 30 minutes. The stress test data in the message queue was the same process as the database. The message was written to a shadow tube or a topic. Finally, the program logs were added a hand tag, such as hand, so the monitor system and other statistical system can recognize and make a special process. When the stress tester started, we needed watching the status of system. So the monitor system was also upgraded to recognize the stress test data. The information from logs and the program report would be from program report would be distinguished by tag. And the monitor information read from database would be changed to read from schedule table. To get a current data of capacity, so we made an online stress test instead of offline model. When stress test began, our stress test system generated simulating requests to the online system. And while the request increasing step by step, the system capacity and the bottleneck would be located. To minimize the impact of online service, stress test used usually implemented at night during the low peak period of business. For link stress test would be implemented before business promotion or after a bigger online system upgrade, so that we could discover some deeper performance problem and analyze the capacity bottleneck. We also would optimize the system and expand the capacity based on test data. Now, our stress test system can simulate tens of thousands customer orders per minute and several minutes simulated simultaneous online drivers. So next part is about standardization work. We believe the standardization is the basis of stability and efficiency. There were three specific reasons for DD to do standardization work. We call it 3H. The first H was hard to handle service relationship. The second H was hard to do troubleshooting. And the third H was high risks of misoperation and delivery accident. To solve the problems, we focused on three fields. To handle the relationship of service, we implemented the standardization of configuration management. To accelerate the troubleshooting, we implemented the standardization of our monitor. To reduce the risk of release, we created a standardization delivery system. In the early stage, our relationship of modules were bound to IPs, host names, and OS or intranet domains. You know, it was hard to manage and change module relationships based on this configuration. And it often resulted in service abnormal, especially in during the SIs were doing daily online operations, especially service capacity expansion. So we involved a name server we called DISP. It centralized and standardized the relationship. All modules connected to other modules should register to the DISP and query from other modules IP list. So we could get all the module relationships from the name server, and the relationship management became clear. By reviewing historical accident cases, we found that we were usually lack of monitor data to allow accident or to do root cause location. Because of some reasons, such as the engineer forgot to configure the monitor and after a program releasing, or they didn't know what monitor items they should configure. So we afford a standard monitor library need metrics. All the program modules online would involve the library. The library has standard interface and the constructor. It reports the module's status to monitor system proactively. There were some standard indicators such as PV latency and errors. Furthermore, engineer can configure a standard dashboard of their business easily in the monitor web based on the reported data. The third standardization work was for delivery. In the early stage, our delivery system was semi-automatic. The engineer had much freedom in the deployment process. It had some advantage in flexibility, but some important step of delivery should be implemented by men, such as blue-green deployment, necessary ports in every step. These are companies with high risks of misoperation and delivery accident. So we upgraded the delivery system to provide a standard operating procedure. The new delivery system also executed all the important standardization automatically, such as standard deployment pass and backup, standard program control interface. We coverage the module control interface to three standard actions, just like we use this interface, control.sh, start, stop, reload. The standardization implemented in delivery system greatly reduced the risk of delivery. The result of the standardization work is positive. First, the frequent service crash caused by misoperation and delivery have been well controlled. And then, the time for accident alarm and fault location has been significantly reduced. The third part is about a multi-cluster service construction on load-shedding service. As we know, single-cluster service is vulnerable. It usually takes a long time to recover from a normal failure. Because when failures happen, there is no backup cluster or IDC for switching, for traffic switching. The normal failures such as IDC, TOR failures, IDC network failures, and service failures, and so on. In the early time, we only have the single cluster service. With growth of business, we need a multi-cluster system to tolerate faults and expand the capacity. The challenges in building multi-cluster for load-shedding service were, the first, load-shedding service is more complex than many other services. The most of modules are state dependent. The second, the data consistency requirement for load-shedding service. The third is, both driver client and passenger client are location aware. Our main approach was, all factors related to a region should be closed to one unit or one cluster. Key solutions for multi-cluster implementation were, all data of drivers and passengers and others was distinguished by city and was split to more than one copies. Each cluster has partial data and a copy of other cluster. Dispatching request by city ID in the request entrance. The city ID was carried in request from the app. The multi-cluster construction work for load shedding service is a complex work, but time is limited. Many details couldn't be introduced, but welcome to connect us if you have interest in it. The next part is about a reliability competition mechanism. My partner Lin Tang will make the introduction of this part. It's very useful and important to our service reliability construction. And that would be more interesting than the technical part. Okay, thank you.
Okay, so Thanks for Hua Ming. Okay, it's my first time to use this. So thanks for Hua Ming's great introduction of our solutions. And in the next few slides, I will talk something different, something non-technical and something more fun. It's about how to improve the efficiency at our reliability work. So, but first of all, please let me use one of the famous quotations from Lord Kelvin. So if you cannot measure it, then you cannot improve it. That's also our philosophy of methodologies. And I will show you how we do it. So in DD, we have a company-wide competition named Starflower. Just as its name implies, this competition intends to establish a technical solid foundation for DD, which may help us fly to the star. And currently, the main purpose of the competition is to improve the stability service level over the whole company. And in the next slide, I will talk detail about the competition. We have a small group of people to organize the competition full time. They will organize the competition and record everything in the competition. But the organization committee is the last judge, which include our CTO and other senior MVPs. This competition intends to involve all the relative technical teams. And the goal of the competition is to guarantee the service availability. For example, in 2016, it's 3 nights, which means the downtime per month is only 14 minutes. And in 2017, it's 395, which means the downtime per month is only 22 minutes. So you may ask, what's the definition of the downtime? I will explain it. So unlike other companies, the downtime in DD is not 100% unavailable. It's only 10%, which means when the customer requests, driver response, and the customer payment was decreased by more than 10%, then our service will be regarded unavailable. We also have another concept named reliability quota. So for example, in 2016, all the teams will share the 14 minutes as their own target. And so once the service failure happens, the organization committee will decide who should be responsible for that. And then several minutes will be deducted from their quota. We also have a simple formulation to calculate. So it's the duration of the decreased time multiplied the affected order divided by the total number of weekly orders. And then let's go to the next slide. So as people said, life is like a chocolate box. You never know what happens. So once the service failure happens, the key to defense against is the quick response, earlier detection, and effect treatment. So we have the core indicator monitors. That's our error detection. So relative people will receive urgent phone calls in urgent cases. That's very accurate. I don't have the exact number on hand, but according to my personal experiences, it's around 90% success rate. We also have the fireman group. It's about to build a high efficiency communication group. So everyone can check the status of service failure by joining the group. And for example, you will know who's taking on the task, what's his plan, and which step are we on? And we also have a fire map. This will monitor the company's all internal and external APIs. So we will get their success rate. And it also helps us to check the healthy state once we recover from the service failure. And let's go to the next slide, the case review. So history is the best teacher. No one wants to be our worst student. So we will do the case review for service failure one by one. So which includes case review, issue analysis, improvement analysis, and duty review. The most important part is improvement analysis. We will set a deadline for each case. And as we show in the diagram, the green one means we have finished the improvement. And the orange one means the improvement are still under progress. And the blue one means we have found the improvement, but not start yet. So all in all, we should study from bad case, which can help us to prevent us from making mistake again. And this is the next slide. So we have set the five levels from P1 to P5 for the service failure according to their severity. So the P1 is the most serious one. And if anyone causes a P1 level service failure, the team leader will pay a penalty around $1,400. It's a lot for us, really. And we also have a summary conference every month. So you should still remember the reliability quota, right? So for example, in 2016, each player will have their own target to share the 14 minutes. So if the team still keep their quota and have done good job in stability work, they will be rewarded a cash and honor title. But on the contrast, the team who have run out of their quota will punish by the money and negative title. And the organization of committee and even our CEO will attend this conference regularly. So can you see the gentleman in the right picture? He is our CEO. He looks so young, right? Because we DD company is still a young company. Maybe we are not the best of the world, but we have enough passionate. We want to change the world a little bit. Okay, let's do the next slide. So all in all, the competition intends to involve all the team, all the technical part into this competition. And make them regard the stability work as their most important one. So with this principle, we have achieved the goal of 2016. It's 3.9. And in 2017, it's 3.95. That's not easy, really. And I released some key points about how we make it. So first of all, the judge should not be the competitor to avoid anyone feel unfair and to find any excuse. And second, everything should be measurable. Then we can find ways to improve it. And third, clear rules. We should make everyone understand it easily. There should be no ambiguous here. And fourth, punishment and reward. It's very useful. The best thing is if you lose this time, you can win next time if you work harder. I mean, you will get money. And the fifth, but now the last, continuous follow-up. This is a long-time work. You should keep work harder. Oh, maybe it's too loud. I just found it, sorry. Okay, then at the end, I want to summarize what we learned. So first of all, you should fill up the gap as early as better. That means, what I want to emphasize is that each company has their own specific services. As SRE, we should find the characteristics of your own company's service, which means you should ask relative team, like RD, to change their code and to fill up the core component to improve the stability level. But you should do it as early as better, because otherwise they will refuse to do that because they are too big to change. And in our case, the stress test and the standardization of deployment, configuration, and the metric sleep, and also the multiple cluster service are our core components. And the second thing is the collaborative working. So there's no segmentation of the stability work. You should involve every team and everyone work together. And the third thing is the service stability work is a long-term investment. There are always new challenges emerging from the growing business. So you should keep work hard, otherwise you will fail in next time. So that's all from us. Thank you so much for attending.